ACE NMJ, and Matchmaker NHS. Written by Niraj Sikhi. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Mo Dao Zhu Shi. Relationship, Nia Ming Tue, Meng Yao. Rating, teen. When Nia Hoisong was some age he didn't now remember, he read his first romance, star-crossed lover, matchmaker, cliches and all, and sighed happily. I want that, he thought to himself. It looks like so much fun. Many years later, he would think back to that story and realize, to his annoyance, that what he'd liked best was the role of matchmaker, not the lover. Certainly not the star-crossed lover role. Oh, well. In his defense, he was young and stupid then. What's sex feel like? Nia Huaisang asked his brother.
I have no idea,
his brother said, nose buried deep in some treatise on warfare. His version of unwinding these days, sadly.
Aren't you too young to ask?
I am perfectly old enough to ask. And anyway, you're older than I am, Nia Huaisong said. Are you saying you haven't had sex yet?
That is what I'm saying,
Nia Ming Chue agreed.
It seems more uncomfortable than anything else.
Wait, are you saying you've seen sex but not had it? How did that happen?
Sect leader Jean.
I'm sorry.
Not as sorry as I am, he sighed. It just never interested me, that's all.
But you've always wanted to find a lover, Nia Huaisong said suspiciously. I know you do. You get all weepy at romance plays and novels and art and...
Romance, Nia Ming Tue clarified. I want to find someone beautiful, someone that makes my heart sing and my soul warm inside, someone who matches me in every respect, intellectually, spiritually, physically. I want a Dao companion to be by my side. I just don't want to knock genitals together with them.
That was probably why his brother and Lan Qichun had never gone that path, Nia Huaisong reflected. Lan Qichun was the sort of repressed person who struck him as having an appetite.
Anyway, you're definitely not old enough, his brother said. But when you are, you're welcome to find out for yourself whether you like it or not. I hope you do.
You do? Nia Huaisong blinked.
Well, not to sect leader Jean levels. But yeah, someone's got to get around to giving our father grandchildren, continuing our ancestral line, and filial duty or not, it's not going to be me if I can help it.
Nia Ming Tue got lucky. Nia Huaisong did, in fact, like sex. A lot. Romance was starting to seem overrated, though. Why did people insist on bringing jealousy and insecurity and all of that into a perfectly nice friendship, just because it now provided additional benefits? Stupid Jung Chung. Stupid Lan Chi-Chun, too, for that matter. Maybe he'd identified the problem.
I think you'll like my new deputy, Nia Mingtue told Nia Huaisang. Please don't sleep with him.
Nia Huaisang blinked, then narrowed his eyes. You like him?
I do not.
Further investigation revealed that Nia Mingtue was a rotten liar and also wrote rotten poetry.
Listen,
his brother said, hands over his eyes as Nia Huaisang cackled at his dismay.
I'm not going to do anything about it.
Wait, what? Nia Huaisang said, putting aside his cackling, but definitely not the awful poem which he was keeping for the rest of his life as blackmail material. Don't be ridiculous. You've wanted someone to sweep you off your feet your entire life.
No one is going to sweep me off my feet, Nia Mingtue said. Least of all, Meng Yao.
Nia Huaisang contemplated the size differential between the two of them and acknowledged that this was likely to be the case. A pity, though. His brother really had always been really moved by those scenes in particular. Maybe with the use of a pulley?
Anyway, it would be wrong.
Wrong? Nia Huaisang repeated. I'm not sure I understand. On what basis?
I'd be taking advantage of my position.
Daga, Nia Huaisang said. If I could collect the flowers that float in the air whenever he looked at you, I'd have a whole new garden. I'm not saying you need to fuck him, but I'm saying he wouldn't mind.
First off, my opinion on the subject of sex has not changed,
Nia Mingtue said.
Second, it's more complicated than you might think.
By complicated, his brother apparently meant son of a whore, which, admittedly, was a problem, but mostly because people were stupid. Like his brother would ever hire someone because they were willing to sleep with him. There were people practically banging on his door, begging to sleep with him, and he didn't care one bit. And Meng Yao didn't seem the type either. You like my brother, right? He asked Meng Yao, who froze. Don't worry, I think it's cute. I wouldn't dare think of sect leader Nia like that, Meng Yao said, which wasn't a no. About what Nia Huaisang expected, having seen the way Meng Yao looked at Nia Mingtue when he thought no one was looking. There was a lot of soft eyes and fond smiles going on there. Perfect. Maybe you should, Nia Huaisang said.
Nia Gongxi.
What?
Your brother.
I'm just saying you should try it, Nia Huaisang said. Have I ever led you wrong before? In retrospect, maybe not the best argument. There, there, Nia Huaisang said, patting his brother's hair as said brother wept into his shoulder, about how pretty and brave Meng Yao was, and also how those dimples were out to get him personally. Have you considered telling him this?
Huaisang, I couldn't.
Nia Huaisang sighed. Tell him you like him back, Nia Huaisang begged. For my sake, if nothing else. I think you're imagining things, Meng Yao said, folding up his purchases at the market, each one of them perfectly suited to Nia Mingtue's understated tastes. Sure, it'd be a little more perfect if they were bought out of Meng Yao's own funds, rather than the money set aside by the sect for necessities. But the man was poor and they were rich. There was a limit to the sort of thing you could expect. Sect leader Nia has never been anything but perfectly professional with me. Nia Huaisang hated everything. Have you considered that by not hitting on him due to his status, you're being condescending against servants?
Go away, Hoisong.
You're leaving soon, right? Nia Huaisong said, cornering Meng Yao. I saw the letter of recommendation. You might as well go for it.
Maybe, Meng Yao said.
It's not like he'd take the letter back.
Maybe.
He's leaving, Nia Huaisong coaxed. It's practically your last chance, and he's no longer your subordinate. His brother frowned, which was promising. If you don't speak now, he might think that you were refraining because you were ashamed of him. The frown got even more pronounced. You aren't, are you?
Of course not.
Then what are you waiting for?
Well, I suppose,
Nia Mingchua said, and Nia Huaisong grinned. Meng Yao, I make no promises, Meng Yao said, which was practically agreement when it came to him.
No promises, Huaisong.
Nia Huaisong waited until he was gone to punch the air with joy.
I've made a terrible mistake, his brother said, and locked himself in his room.
I can't believe you! Nia Huaisong shouted at Meng Yao, who looked surprised to see him there. In fairness, Nia Huaisong had no business being on the road to Langya, intercepting random travelers during wartime. But Lan Qichun was surprisingly flexible once you got to know him. Very flexible, even. Good stamina, too. Now, if he could just get him to get over the thing about Jiang Cheng, life would be perfect. Ideally, while also getting Jiang Cheng over it, and then selling Jiang Cheng on the merits of Lan Qichun. Wait, he was getting distracted.
Nia Gongxi,
Meng Yao was starting to say. Don't you Nia Gongxi me! I can't believe you turned down my brother! Meng Yao stared at him, mouth agape. Do you even know how upset he is? Nia Huaisong demanded. We have a war to fight. We can't have our general hiding in his room because his heart's broken. He's the one who rejected me, Meng Yao exclaimed. What? Nia Huaisong said, blinking. No.
Yes.
No. Yes. What did he actually say? Nia Huaisong said, crossing his arms. That he liked me, but didn't want to sleep with me. Nia Huaisong's eye twitched. I really do want to earn my father's approval and acceptance, you know, Meng Yao said. Having met your father, Nia Huaisong said dryly, I can assure you that it'll be easier to achieve when you're affianced to my brother. Meng Yao did the soft smile thing again. He'd been doing that quite a lot ever since Nia Huaisong had forcefully dragged him back to Heijian, shoved him into a room with his brother, and scolded them both until they stopped being such morons. Nia Huaisong was waiting for the romantic glow to fade before he put Meng Yao on the Lan Qichun Jiang Cheng issue. Since when it wasn't about himself, Meng Yao really was the best schemer he knew. More important question, Nia Huaisong said, patting himself on the back for his noble sacrifice in not bringing up the issue right away. How do you feel about pulleys? The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!